Unit 5. World of Technology. Technology, good or bad? You are going to hear two young people talking about technology. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. Look at the questions now. You have 45 seconds. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hi, Amanda. Check this out. This is my new phone. I bought it for almost 6,000 Hong Kong dollars. Phones these days can do a lot, but they sure aren't cheap.
Hi, Paul. Wow, that sure looks fancy. I don't know much about phones, though. I try to stay away from technology. I think it prevents us from enjoying real life, what's right in front of us, not on a screen.
Well, I sort of agree about that. Many people are on their phones all the time, on the bus, on the train, when they're walking, when they're sitting, even when they're eating. It's pretty crazy. I try not to do that, but I have to admit, phones these days are really convenient. You can do just about anything on them. I like that it's easy to order food, buy movie tickets, shopping, and not to mention, keeping in touch with family and friends. It's certainly not all bad.
I see what you mean. I think I can understand how technology has made our lives better and more efficient. But I can't stand it when I see children addicted to technology. Instead of learning new things, getting exercise, and enjoying the fresh air, many of them are inside playing video games and instant messaging their friends.
That's very true, Amanda. There's definitely a line that should not be crossed. Parents have to do their best to encourage healthy behavior and make sure their children take breaks from technology. They should be setting an example by encouraging their children to do more offline activities. But it's probably very hard to set a good example when the parents are also addicted.
Exactly. Although, I have to say that I wouldn't enjoy my daily runs as much if I didn't have my phone to play music while running. And I probably would get lost more often if I didn't have a map on my phone while hiking. And I would probably miss my sister a lot more if I couldn't video call her on my computer while she is studying in Australia. I guess technology has its uses too and is essential for our daily life. Maybe it's not so bad after all.
Now listen again.
Hi, Amanda. Check this out. This is my new phone. I bought it for almost 6,000 Hong Kong dollars. Phones these days can do a lot, but they sure aren't cheap.
Hi, Paul. Wow, that sure looks fancy. I don't know much about phones, though. I try to stay away from technology. I think it prevents us from enjoying real life, what's right in front of us, not on a screen.
Well, I sort of agree about that. Many people are on their phones all the time, on the bus, on the train, when they're walking, when they're sitting, even when they're eating. It's pretty crazy. I try not to do that, but I have to admit, phones these days are really convenient. You can do just about anything on them. I like that it's easy to order food, buy movie tickets, shopping, and not to mention, keeping in touch with family and friends. It's certainly not all bad.
I see what you mean. I think I can understand how technology has made our lives better and more efficient. But I can't stand it when I see children addicted to technology. Instead of learning new things, getting exercise, and enjoying the fresh air, many of them are inside playing video games and instant messaging their friends.
That's very true, Amanda. There's definitely a line that should not be crossed. Parents have to do their best to encourage healthy behaviour and make sure their children take breaks from technology. They should be setting an example by encouraging their children to do more offline activities. But it's probably very hard to set a good example when the parents are also addicted.
Exactly. Although, I have to say that I wouldn't enjoy my daily runs as much if I didn't have my phone to play music while running. And I probably would get lost more often if I didn't have a map on my phone while hiking. And I would probably miss my sister a lot more if I couldn't video call her on my computer while she is studying in Australia. I guess technology has its uses too and is essential for our daily life. Maybe it's not so bad after all.
That is the end of the exercise.